Anybody else? Travis? You had a good time with family this week?
Yes.
You had a little girl playing the piano with your son.
Yeah, that was back home, though.
Oh, it was? Okay. That was still pretty good.
We had a good visit.
Anybody else?
Yes, well, praise for my trip. I had a very good trip. I had good weather. I got to visit family and got to actually had lunch with one of my one of the girls that I went to high school with. She, as soon as everyone found out that, you know, the storm was coming this way, my phone was blowing up. So from Texas to Moundsville, and I said, oh, well, I'm in Moundsville. I love staying at home. So I'm okay. We have some limbs down, but I'm okay. And so I got to reconnect and have lunch with Stacy, and had a wonderful time with family. But there are some family issues that need to be addressed and mended, reconciliation. But I had a wonderful time, and the weather was great.
That's good.
I went to see Kathy Driver yesterday. She asked me to come over and do her hair, and she's been on the prayer list before.
That name's familiar. Who is she?
Her husband and I worked together at the state attorney's office.
Oh, okay.
And her husband, Paul, died last year, and she had cancer, and then she was in remission, and then the cancer came back. So. She was going through chemo again. Right after I went and did her hair for the service, and then she went to the doctor, and she said, you told the doctor you owe me $50. I just did, you know, I just got my hair done. Now you're going to make it all fall out again. So whenever I went over, she made her decision that her family is in North Carolina. There's nothing tying her to Tallahassee now. She's retired. She's a retired nurse. She's a hospice nurse, and so she knows she's in very good spirits. She's selling her house, and she's moving to North Carolina, so I'm happy for her, but I'm sad for me, because she's been a good friend all these years, and whenever Paul was alive, we would do stuff as a couple. But I'm happy that she's going to be moving up to North Carolina. The doctor told her she needed to. One other thing. We are nearing the end of the month, which means we will be moving to the Department of Corrections downtown. So tensions are high. There's a lot to do and for work. And I'm still trying to figure out which is going to be the best route for me to drive to get to my building.
Well, you'll figure it out. The Holy Spirit will guide you.